Slapsy Maxi, that's magnificent. Petrarca on the burst, steps back inside, gives it to Gord. Will he from 55? He will, he can, he does.
Grabbed by Gord, he's done it again. Oh, he's kicked his fourth. He has taken it to the absolute max.
Pastor Rivers flowing by, and he dumps it deep in the Gord direction. He couldn't again, could he? He does. Never played a quarter like it. Contested mark in a pack of five.
And everyone celebrates.
Yeah.
He might end the night as the mayor of Perth, Max Gawn, the way this is going. Oh, he's put through his fifth. Max Gawn defined last night. Welcome back to AFL Nation for Athena Home Loans. As Melbourne booked
Basil's
their place
not
in
happy
the grand
with you,
final.
Jared. He's not happy.
And Port Adelaide and the Bulldogs tonight. So Jared Waitley and Anthony Hudson with you, Kane Corns and Nick Del Santo. Let's hear, before we delve in, Max Gawn, the Melbourne captain, speaking today.
Oh, it was just special to play in front of 60,000. It's been a long time between playing in front of 60,000. Last time was maybe Anzac Eve, which was round five or six, and that was pretty special back then. And I've just been waiting for that crowd to come back, and we've had to come over the other side of Australia to get it done, but that was a pretty special feeling. Yeah, I wasn't expecting the sea of red and blue that I saw. I just had a feeling it'll be a bit 50-50, a couple of neutrals, but the Melbourne supporters really turned out. I know of a lot of Melbourne supporters that are actually members that live in Perth, and then also South Australia and Tasmania. Some people have made the travel. I know Benny Brown's family are making their way over. Alex Neil Bullen's mum was front line of the cheer squad last night, so... They've come from far and wide to be here. Unfortunately, the eastern states aren't here, and I would say majority of our supporters are probably in those states, and we do feel for those guys, but the other states and the Melbourne supporters in those states are definitely lapping it up.
The man who's looking to become the first Melbourne captain since Ron Barassi. Kane and Dal, what did you make of the Ds last night?
It was the best I've seen any team play this year, I think. It was just when it's one of those one-off games of your career where everything is just working and you're all on the same page. I mean, just a couple of those Christian Petrarca handballs over the back of his head, hitting Oliver in stride. I mean, their stoppage work, they kicked 101 points from stoppage. Like, far out. It's unbelievable stuff. And then to have a player like Max Gawn, whose career best goals before that was three. He's kicked 70 career goals going into that game. He's not a goal kicker, stand up and kick five. There's ominous signs early, Dale, wasn't there, when Ben Brown has sticky hands.
Yep.
It's going to be a good night. And I just look at their list management and their recruiting and think they've hardly put a foot wrong, really, from trading Watts out and getting Bailey Fritch in. From that point on, Rivers and Petty and obviously the more well-known ones, like the drafting of their players and Lever and May. A few people have done that recently.
Not a bad player, mate.
I got sucked in as well. It just all worked. And, I mean, that is a pretty intimidating performance, I thought.
The early signs for me that stood out was coming out the front of the stoppages. Now, you look at Geelong. They looked like they were the ones that were going to the Ds, particularly that first centre bounce. Joel Selwood goes over and stands next to Clayton Oliver. Now, was that set? You would assume so, but it instantly and quickly became manipulated where they were getting exactly what they wanted, the Ds. They took everything off the Cats last night, but they gave nothing in return. They were devastating in defence. They gave nothing. Space, time, multiple options were all gone. Then on the flip side, particularly coming out of stoppages out the front and the pressure that put on their defence. So I was so impressed from just a purity. You know, this is not to kick Geelong while they're down, but just the purity of the Ds last night. And once again, putting your player's hat on for a moment and being in similar situations, all you want to do is play your role. And we've heard that so much in every week, let alone a final. You have those butterflies inside and what can I control? I can control my effort and I just want to play my role. And, you know, a good, solid game. But then you get those games like last night. Max Gawn could not have dreamt of that. He should have bought a Tats Lotto ticket because he would have won it clearly last night by and cashed in. It was just incredible. And then that momentum that Tom McDonald snapping around one around his body, you know, hasn't had a huge impact for a long time. Then all of a sudden, it just becomes infectious. And the waves were rolling time and time again. So I just loved it as a whole. But when you have the captain leading from the front, there's doing things that a lot of small people can't do, you know things are going well.
I'm fascinated now from whoever wins tonight, how they're going to plan against Melbourne, because it seemed to me, broadly speaking, over the last month, that teams have waxed as to who they've put the attention in. Last night, Geelong, I think we're able to blunt Oliver a little bit because he's been the most dynamic player, but Petrarca was incredible. Mm. Not that they didn't have plans to stop him, but how would you choose? How would you choose if you can only choose one, or do you choose both, or do you, in the end, do you choose none? Oh. And you just say, we're going to have a crack with what we've got.
Well, I think what you just said is why they are such a good team. And the Dogs have been that team. So if you are prepared to shut down one, then you've got to give up something. And that means, for example, Jackson McRae gets off the chain tonight. And then if you try and minimise that damage, Bontempelli gets that extra yard
space. Specifically Melbourne. Like, yeah, well, and Kane, what do you think here? If it's, well, either team, but whoever plays Melbourne, how do you go about trying to nullify them to some degree?
I think they've got the personnel to be smart enough on how to do it. So let's go with Port Adelaide. Willem Drew is now to the point where he can go to Oliver if Petrarca gets off the chain. He can sort of say, well, he's the most dangerous at the moment, so I'm going to go there, and you do that. But Hutto, I thought Viney was unbelievable.
Yeah,
last
he was.
Night.
It was the second quarter particularly.
Oh, he's the best game I've seen him play in ages, Jack Viney. So that's an absolute bonus for them. And then if it's the Dogs, you've got Dunkley to play that role. In
Who
the
would
end,
you go to, Kane? If it's you, I'd the way that you... You're
I'd go to
down Oliver.
Okay. Yeah, if it's Dunkley or Willem Drew, I'd go Oliver. I think he's been the most devastating of those, and he's more your pure. So if Petrarca gets settled, he can go forward, which then sort of messes your structure a little bit. But for me, it's more about your attitude to move the footy against Melbourne. You've got to come in with a real attitude to run them into the ground, to take some risks through the middle of the ground. Yep, you're going to turn a few over, but what Geelong served up with, you know, 50-odd marks last night, they just played exactly how Melbourne wanted them to play. Whoever gets through is going to, and if it's the Bulldogs, nice, you can go with hands and take them on in that way. Port Adelaide's the same. You can't play safe because
is
they're
there
the best
a game,
defensive team.
Is there a game from this year? Yeah, I mean, Adelaide was the surprise earlier in the year. Is there a game where you go, well, let's do what they did that night?
Mm. Well, I think there's bits and pieces within games.
Collingwood's one was as good as anyone. Yeah. The Buckley game. So that's the one that I'd have a look at. What I did say going to last night's game was, you know Melbourne aren't going to blow you away because they haven't been a high-scoring side. Now, you look stupid because Max Gawn comes out and kicks five, but you wouldn't think that is... They're not going to play that well again. I don't reckon they'll play that well again. So they don't blow you away, and they keep you in the game enough. But all year, and Jared, you've spoken about this, all year they've been the best set up from the three facets of the game all year, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't lie in finals. I just will say though, I'm not sure the week off helps them. They would just love to have an extra day, have the team that's playing tonight travel to Perth, and then roll straight in with the momentum they've got. The week off's a disaster for them, I reckon. I don't think it's going to help them at all.
The other one is you need to have three key forwards. If you've got them in your stocks, you can hold three forwards, and that forces Jake Lever to be accountable to some degree. And if they don't want to play Lever on that, someone the equivalent height, then you can expose him through. That means Petty or someone else will have to roll over and play at a position and therefore probably a little bit shorter.
There is one genius thing they do in the coach's box, and I first noticed it when Melbourne played Port Adelaide here and we did that game, and you saw it, they actually identified it on the Channel 7 coverage last night. Max Gawn, I mean, he kicked five, but he also goes back and plays on Hawkins. So he actually plays on Hawkins for 2-3 minutes. He senses that, so that allows May to go free. He did it with Dixon here when Melbourne beat Port Adelaide on him, and they had no answers for Stephen May, so they're going to have to come up with something for that because of his aerobic ability to get back and then forward. That's a tactic they've used so well.
So just on your measure, are they hot favourites for the flag in your mind, Kane? Are they, so regardless of who they're up against, like they were white hot last night, what does it look like in forecasting?
I guess it depends a bit what we see tonight, doesn't it? I think, like, it depends how clinical the victor is tonight, but often, and you go back through the history, often there's a blowout prelim and there's a close one. And it doesn't often correlate to the grand final. I remember we smashed North Melbourne in the 2007 prelim, and Treadray and my brother were carrying on, and Geelong just get through. We got smashed the next week. And that's been the case a couple of times. Like Hawthorn just get through in 2014 and then easily account for Sydney the following week. I'm just not sure. I think it's going to be reasonably even. Melbourne will start favourites, obviously, but reasonably even on the day when it comes to it.
Do you reckon that, I mean, notionally Port have got a better place to be able to challenge them because of all the difficulties the Dogs have. But, you know, the Bulldogs did beat them that second time around this year at the MCG. So they get through tonight and Keith comes back and plays and Bont's fit by the grand final. Can we mount a case for them to be able to challenge them?
We'll have to mount a case. I think the easier case is clearly Port with what they've currently got in the challenges that we touch on, their forward half and their diversity and variety, particularly at ground level. So I think for a better spectacle, from what we sit here right now knowing, I'd say it's probably Port.
Dal and Kane tonight, our experts for car sales. Sell your car the hassle-free way with car sales instant offer. Let's just hear from Stephen May, who spoke with the club today.
There's no chance of missing that. No, of course, we'd have to do what's best for the team, but I'm super confident and in my body. Know my body pretty well now. It's been in really good shape this year. The strength in my hamstrings and my own confidence in my body is an all-time high, so I think last night was just a bit more of a nervy scare. But it's a business as usual come Monday, I guess.
Was he playing guitar?
Was it? It's an unusual approach to it. We'll talk the Cats in a moment's time and what they do next. Hey, Tyler's Beaumont Tiles have what you need. You know, Beaumont's are here to help, and they have helped Josh Bauer from Beaumont Tiles Norwood in Adelaide to keep his business going, and they can help you too. How's this for a helping hand from Beaumont Tiles? You can win a share of 100 grand's worth of RLA waterproofing, grouts and glues. That's right, 100 grand's worth of materials could be yours. Shop at Beaumont's or jump onto iconwin.com.au to enter. Shortly, we're going to speak with the Meat Baines, the Bulldogs chief executive as well. They've been through a lot to get to the venue tonight and to get set. So we'll dig into that and also the disrupted week they've had on a number of fronts. AFL Nation is giving you the chance to nominate someone to win two 2022 AFL Silver Club memberships thanks to Coles Insurance. Visit iconwin.com.au.
You're listening to AFL Nation for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club.